Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Strong Her Way to Eat, Move, and Live. Here we talk all things food freedom, fitness, and life transformation. It is so good to be back here with you again today. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. My name is Alicia Carlson, and I can't wait to dive into what we have in store for you today. So today we are going to be talking about two concepts that I teach my clients quite frequently. They are a couple of different tactics that I use for myself as well. And as you'll see, they can be applied to areas outside of just kind of fitness or exercise or food. But really, they are something that you can implement and utilize in every single area of your life. So today we're going to be kind of diving into these concepts, speed bumps. I call them speed bumps. Or a body scan. Now, you can use them kind of in conjunction, and perhaps maybe they even would work the best or be the most effective if you were to use these two concepts together, or you can kind of use them independently and individually. So it doesn't really matter. There's no right way. In fact, that is a belief that I have been working on building. As kind of a type A personality, high achiever, I can oftentimes put so much pressure on myself to do something quote unquote right or perfect. And that definitely has shown up in my relationship with food, my body, my weight, all of those kinds of things, which I definitely think was something that kind of contributed to a lot of the disordered eating and the severe and chronic dieting. But anyway, that was a little bit of a side tangent. So if you are tend to be kind of that perfectionist or that high achiever, and you're just afraid that you're going to do something wrong, I just want to invite you to kind of explore this idea that when it comes to exercise, when it comes to food, when it comes to almost most things in your life, there is no right or wrong way to do it. There is no such thing as perfection. In fact, I think I've heard it said once before that perfection is actually kind of the lowest standard that we can have for ourselves because it is unachievable. So just keep that in mind as we dive into this, as you begin to apply this principle or concept, or really anything else that you are learning from me here on the podcast. So first, let's kind of talk about a body scan, because I think that this is great to just bring kind of general and overall awareness. So when we are talking about doing a body scan, this is something that can be done kind of in an instant. And it can take as long or as little as you want. And in fact, probably when you are first getting acquainted to doing this, it might happen for you pretty quick because maybe you're just not really sure the types of cues or the sensations that you're looking for in your body. But essentially, this body scan is really just an idea or an invitation for you rather to just kind of step back and check in with your body. You might start with, you know, start from the head and kind of work your way down. And you're just sort of looking for, what am I feeling right now in my body? Am I feeling any sort of physical sensation, heat, cold, hunger, fullness? Am I feeling like this gripping tightness in my chest? Does it feel just kind of heavy? Do I feel sort of this empty pit in my stomach? Whatever that is, you could be looking for muscle soreness or tiredness or sort of aches and joints or aches and pains in the different joints. Like I said, there really is no wrong way. This is just a way for you to kind of slow down and check in with your body. So often I think we're actually kind of taught the opposite, to really just disconnect from ourselves, disconnect from our bodies. And this is definitely reinforced within kind of the diet culture and the diet mentality, where we're putting so much of our belief, I guess, if you will, for lack of a better term, in, you know, calories and diets and workout programs, in counting macros, like all of these things are that are kind of outside of ourselves, that we learn to lean on and listen to these external things rather than slowing down, kind of turning inward and checking in with our body. So the body scan can be really useful if, for example, you know about yourself that you tend to be kind of an emotional eater, or if you tend to, you know, get really frustrated during certain periods of time or with different people, it can help you also to kind of identify patterns and triggers for yourself as well, which are incredibly useful. If you know what kind of triggers you to emotionally eat or kind of zone out in front of the TV or drink, you know, 3 glasses of wine a night, then you can start to work on kind of shifting that pattern or shifting that habit loop a little bit. So really, you know, the body scan is just a great kind of first touch point for you to bring some more internal awareness into what's happening in your body, but also, you know, the different thoughts, the different feelings that are happening, and, you know, the different circumstances that might be triggering these thoughts and these feelings, kind of causing you to take the actions that you're taking. Whether that's, again, around food, social media, alcohol, whatever that is for you. So this is definitely kind of that first, maybe that first way, I was trying to figure out the best way to say it, but really kind of that gateway for you to start to reconnect with yourself, reconnect with your body. You can do this, like I said, in 30 seconds or less. You can do this spending a little bit more time with yourself. You can do it multiple times throughout the day. This really comes in handy, and this is the way that I've kind of seen my clients use it a lot, is when it comes to food. So if they're having a craving for something, or, you know, maybe they've just gotten home from a really long day of work and they're feeling kind of stressed out and tired, instead of going and just kind of continuing this habit loop of when they're feeling that certain way, they go to the cupboard or they go to the counter or they go and pour themselves a glass of wine, it's being able to just kind of pause and check in with themselves and really just kind of see, you know, okay, what am I feeling right now? Okay, I'm feeling really tired. I'm feeling maybe on edge. I'm feeling completely burned out from a day of work and dealing with people or clients or whatever that is. You know, I'm wanting this glass of wine, or I'm wanting to go get the bag of chips or the box of cookies, but what maybe is my body needing instead, or what am I needing instead, right? So it's just that pause to kind of bring awareness, which this sort of bleeds into the second concept that I wanted to teach you about today, which is what I call little speed bumps or speed bump moments. And the idea here, so it's like once you've sort of done that body scan and you've slowed down, you've checked in with yourself, maybe you've gotten a little bit of clarity and awareness around, you know, what the specific trigger was for you, the different actual physical sensations that you're feeling in terms of being tired or hungry, hot or cold or whatever, thirsty, versus just kind of the feeling, right? Maybe you're feeling frustrated or stressed or overwhelmed, right? So also, I want to kind of point out really quick that a feeling and an emotion is not the same as having like an actual physical biological sensation in your body. So when we're talking about feelings and emotions, that might be that experience of like feeling tight in your chest or kind of having those butterflies in your stomach, things like that. Whereas a sensation is actually like the sensation of either having to go to the bathroom or the sensation of being thirsty or the sensation of being hungry. So I feel like that could be really useful to kind of learn to sort of discern those different things as well. You know, the emotions and the feelings from the physical sensations. So anyway, after you kind of take that second to do a quick body scan, to check in with your body, check in with yourself, identify maybe the triggers or, you know, the sensations that you're experiencing, the feelings that you're experiencing, just kind of what your body is feeling like, perhaps you're even able to kind of pull out specific thoughts that are driving those feelings and kind of driving this action as well, then you can step in and kind of do these little speed bump moments. And so this can look a variety of ways. You might find yourself kind of in that position. Let's say you just got home from a long, hard day at work. You're feeling pretty exhausted, feeling kind of stressed out. The typical go-to might be to go grab a glass, pour yourself a nice big glass of wine to kind of unwind. But perhaps you've identified that maybe that's a goal or a habit, or a goal that you have is to kind of change that habit, right? To break that pattern a little bit. So the speed bump moment would be, okay, I'm going to just pause for a second. I'm going to give myself, you know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. If I still want that glass of wine in another 5 to 10 minutes, I'm going to totally have the glass of wine. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm not going to feel guilty or beat myself up over it. But what we've done when we kind of pause and we sort of hit that little speed bump is it slows us down. It brings us back into a state of awareness and consciousness to our decisions, to our feelings, to the thoughts, and all of that kind of stuff, rather than just merely operating on autopilot and just kind of following the habit loop all the way through. You know, in this example, the habit loop is really the cue or the trigger is kind of the stressful day at work. You step into your house, you immediately go, you get the glass of wine, and you know, you're feeling relaxed in that moment. But what I think so often we forget about is that when that glass of wine is done, we still have the same stresses, right? We're still going to have to eventually kind of come back and face the music, so to speak. So really, we're just kind of prolonging having to deal with whatever it is that we're trying to avoid dealing with by turning to either food or alcohol or exercise or TV or social media, whatever. So the little speed bump moment is that opportunity for you to just kind of pause and bring some awareness back into your actions, back into your body, back into what's going on for you. And so as you can see, when we kind of couple the body scan with those little speed bump moments, that becomes an incredibly powerful tool that you have that you can do at the drop of a hat. You can do them multiple times throughout the day. You can do them for any period of time. And it's just going to slow you down enough, bring enough awareness kind of into your consciousness that you're going to be able to start to make consistent decisions in line with the goals that you have for yourself, in line with the values and the things that are really important to you, rather than just continuing to operate from maybe like these toxic habit loops or just kind of running on default and things like that. So again, to just kind of recap the body scan, I would say maybe start with this one first. This is, again, just that great opportunity for you to kind of slow down, check in with your body, notice again those different physical, biological sensations that you might be experiencing. See if you can kind of tune in and identify what you're feeling in the moment, how that feeling shows up for you in your body. And then you might be able to really kind of pick apart, like, what is the thought that's creating that emotion for you in your body, right? And then you can slow down enough and kind of ask yourself, like, what do I actually need in this moment? What would be like the most beneficial, loving, compassionate, and kind way that I could take care of me right now, rather than just operating on autopilot? The next part of this, which again, you can do these together or separate, is that little speed bump moment. So again, this is just an opportunity to kind of slow down, put a little space in between you and that next action, maybe set that time frame, like in 5 minutes or in 10 minutes, I'm going to pick up my phone and I'm going to check Facebook or Instagram, or in, you know, 10 minutes or 20 minutes, if I still want that glass of wine or that cookie, then I'm totally going to have it guilt-free. I'm going to enjoy it. And, you know, that's that. You might find, though, that in that 5, 10, 20 minutes, however long you set, you actually don't even still really want that thing, because you didn't actually want the cookie or you didn't actually want the glass of wine, if it makes sense. You wanted to just feel better, right? You just wanted to kind of escape for a minute, feeling whatever uncomfortable feeling you were having in that moment, whether it was stress or overwhelm or exhaustion from the day. So even just, you know, putting in that little time buffer allows you to kind of step back, look at the situation, bring some awareness, reconnect with your body, and then make the decision that you actually want to make that really, you know, is going to serve you overall. And that may be still having the glass of wine, that may be still having the cookie, but at least you're doing it with some awareness, you're doing it with some intention, and you're not just having the cookie, having the wine, or whatever that thing is for you on default. These two concepts, if you begin implementing them and practicing them throughout the day, I swear will change your life. And you don't have to just apply it to food or wine or phones or whatever. You can really start to apply those things into all different areas. It could be just interactions that you're having with people. So let's say you get an email or a text message or a voicemail or something like that, that stresses you out or kind of puts you in that zone where you're feeling like you have to react. You can pause, kind of have that speed bump moment and say, you know what, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to reply to this, or, you know, whatever that is. So just being able to have that awareness to reconnect with your body, to begin to make decisions intentionally on purpose, in line with your goals, your values, the things that really matter to you, are going to radically change your life. I promise you this. I see this over and over, not only in my clients' lives, but also in my own life. And the more that you practice, the easier it's going to come, right? The more skilled you're going to feel at it, the more confident you are, probably even the quicker you're going to be able to kind of get through it. It might take a little bit longer for you to really kind of sense what your body's saying, or, you know, you might find that it's harder in the beginning to give yourself that time with those speed bump moments. But I think sometimes just knowing that at the end of whatever amount of time, you can still have the thing, you can still do the thing, that kind of takes some of that pressure and some of the excitement out of it. And then we're actually making decisions on purpose. So I hope that this was incredibly helpful for you. Like I said, this is a concept, or these are concepts that I use in my own life, that I teach my kids, and that I am constantly teaching my clients. So, you know, be patient with yourself as you're practicing, knowing that it will become easier. You will feel a little bit more competent with it the more that you practice. So just stick with it. There is no right or wrong way to do it. I hope that you have a great rest of your day. And if this was helpful for you, or if you're just kind of on the fence, you're not really sure about coaching, but you think that, man, I really am loving what I'm learning here, I could definitely use some help kind of applying it on a more regular basis or more in depth, I want to invite you to join me on a call. We can dive into kind of where you're at in your life right now, the goals, the dreams, the ambitions that you have, and together we'll kind of map out that best step-by-step way to get you there. It's sort of like having a map while you go on the journey, and not only having a map, but having a guide to kind of take you through so that you can get safely to your destination, probably even ahead of time on schedule. And it'll definitely be a lot more fun doing it with somebody. So if that's something that interests you, you can email me alicia@aliciacarlson.com, or you can come find me either on Instagram or Facebook. I'll be sure to have all of those links in the show notes. Again, thank you so much for spending your time with me. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And if you end up using either of these concepts, go ahead and shoot me a message. Let me know how it's working out for you. Can't wait to hear from you all. I'll talk to you again soon.